glory to the King of ages. All glory to the King of kings. His name is love. His name is Jesus, enthroned above in majesty. To this world, you came to save us. You bore the cross, you took my sin. You shone your light into my darkness, unveiled the truth, this mystery.
There's no other. Situation. Would you just hold on to him right now? Can you pour out your heart to him in song and dancing, however you please? Right now, he's revealing solutions. Right now, solutions from heaven come with such clarity. Just invite it. If you lock on to me, I will unlock your situation. That's what God says. Speaking to you this morning, and you need to just write it down what he's saying to you, because he's giving you some solutions to some difficult situations, please feel free to do that. But we're going to celebrate and declare the goodness of God right now. Do you want to join me in that?
Tell wage war. You are peace to the anxious heart. It's who you are, that's who you are. Oh, oh, you're peace when my fears take hold. You are peace when
with me.
You are peace to a restless soul. You are peace when my thoughts wage war. You are peace to the anxious heart. That's who you are. That's who you are. Oh, you are peace when my fear takes hold. Peace when I feel enclosed. You are peace when I lose control. That's who you are. That's who you are. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am.
Forgiven, Son of God, that's who I am. Accepted, forgiven, Son of God, that's who I am. Break down the lies that get caught in our heads. Let's lock on to truth this morning.
Where would I run but to the throne of mercy? Where would I kneel but at the cross of grace? How great a love, how strong the hands that hold us.
Cross of grace, how great the love, how strong the hand that holds us. Beautiful, beautiful.
who came in grace and truth. How great the love that carries us to kindness. Wonderful.
Spirit is here and he wants to minister to many of us this morning. We usually pray for physical healing, but today I'm going to say, those who've been having battles in their mind, those who've been having battles in their emotions, and you're saying, God, I need a touch from you. I need this truth to be seared into my heart this morning, that I will always be yours forever, forever and ever. There's nothing, absolutely nothing, that can separate you from the love of Jesus. Nothing. And if that's you this morning, would you, in your place, raise your hand and say, God, there's an invisible hand you're reaching out to this morning, and you're saying, I'm holding on to it, and I'm saying, I am yours, forever yours. Could you do that?
Yeah.
Grab that hand of Jesus this morning and say, I am yours, forever yours.
Forever yours.
You know? I'm going to cling to you this morning, Jesus, no matter what. No matter what. No matter what. His healing touch flow right now. Strength, he's ministering healing and wholeness. He's soothing some of you like a mother soothes a baby. Let's just stay here. This morning, many of us just melting in his embrace. Big strong arms of love and acceptance and grace. Jesus, locked in his embrace.
are a good, good Father. It's who you are, O Lord. And you have adopted us into your family and made us your sons and your daughters. And you have filled us with your Holy Spirit, which is a good deposit. When we ask you for fish, you do not give us a snake. When we ask for bread, you do not give us stone. Lord, you are willing to give us the Holy Spirit, Lord. You are a good Father. You rejoice over us with loud singing. And while we were still helpless, while we were still weak, powerless to provide for our own salvation, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. He died for the sinners, for those who made mistakes, for those who have failed, who have fallen short of the glory of God. Now it is an extraordinary thing for one to willingly give his life, even for an upright man. Though, perhaps for a good man, someone might even dare to die. But God clearly, and he clearly shows and proves his own love, his love for us. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. We have made mistakes, we are weak. But Christ takes our place and clothes us with his righteousness, clothes us with his robe, and makes us just like him. Would you receive his love for those who have not received his love? He is a good, good Father and loves you unconditionally. No matter what you have done in the past, no matter what you have done now, he accepts you, he loves you, and has a good plan for you.
What grace is this?